What is your name?
Anita Ward.
I don't know why.
Well, I don't.
back coming and you don't?
Are you going to bitch about that all the time, huh?
No, when did you call me and everything? Like you've always done. You don't like for me to? You don't like me to be concerned because you don't call me?
Well, I'm being concerned, but not complaining on her, bitching.
I wouldn't complain all the time if I would ever talk to you in any way to complain anyway.
Well,
I mean, it just makes me feel like, that something's wrong somewhere.
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm not being silly, because Gene calls Louise two or three times a week, and I never talk to you. I never hear anything about you.
I don't even know when he calls her.
Well, you always did before.
No, I don't. He don't tell me when he does that stuff. I can know until he tells me the next morning, or 2 or 3 days later, he tells me, yeah, I talked to her last night.
Well, you used to. I used to talk to you every time.
If I knew when he was calling, well, it'd be okay, but I don't know when he calls.
Well, you don't have to wait on Gene to call anyway. Thank goodness for Gene. I mean, I know that you're all right, and I reckon.
I'm okay.
Well, that's good.
Hey, I don't think anything about not calling you.
Because you don't think of me.
No?
Because you don't miss me.
Well, that's not... Oh, shit.
Well, that's what it seems like to me, Elvis.
Well, that's not the way it is.
Well, it sounds that way before.
That's not the way it is at all. That's not the way it is at all. You know,
well, how is it?
You know how I feel about you.
I don't know. I thought I did, but I don't.
Little rascal.
I just can't help it.
You know how I feel about you. Little
I don't.
Rascal.
I don't know it.
You're just a baby.
I'm not a baby right now.
Sure.
I'm not. I want you to explain to me, and then maybe I will understand.
There's nothing to explain. I just don't think about it. I just don't think,
You don't think that I would enjoy talking to you?
Time just goes by. Right? I mailed you those pictures. I started those pictures.
You did mail them to me?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Just yesterday. I don't know when you'll get them. You should get them in the next few days.
Well, at least I'm glad you mailed me some pictures.
I think about you all the time. I just don't call every night. That's all. I'll just be glad when I get to come home. That's all.
And you just don't want to call?
It's not there.
Well, please tell me what it is, Elvis. So I'll let
you. Nothing. It ain't nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Nothing at all. Nothing is wrong. There's no reason why I don't call you.
Well, you used to, right?
I never did right.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant before when you were there, you called me. At least twice a week, Elvis. Whether you wanted to or not, you did. I don't know why you did. But you just don't know what a difference it makes.
Oh, well, you shouldn't feel it with that.
I can't help it. I'm just like any other girl, Elvis.
I know that, darling.
I mean, I'm not any different, and I can't help it.
Oh, I know. You're even sweeter.
Well, not now, I'm hot.
Yes, you are. You're even sweeter than the other girls.
Well, I'm not so sure you think so.
Yeah, well, I do. I think you're cute, too.
Well, do you have a girlfriend out there?
Do I have?
Yes.
Uh-uh.
Well, I mean, do you have a special one? I know you have several.
Oh, hell, let me see.
Well, you're getting mad about it. There you go, getting mad.
I'm not.
Well, I'm not being silly, Elvis. I mean, that's just...
I don't have any.
Let's just face it.
I don't have any.
You mean you don't go out with a single girl out there?
No.
Well, Elvis, I'm surprised at you.
I don't.
I thought you liked girls.
I do.
Well, why don't you go out with them?
Okay.
What you do anyway?
I just haven't.
There's one thing that I just can't stand. You know what that is?
What?
For you to tell me a story about something.
Oh, wow.
You're always getting to me about telling you stories.
I know, but you tell me more than I do you.
That's not true. My goodness. Ever since I've caught you and told me it's awful.
Oh, hell.
I have. And the least thing for you, I would admit to dating people because I know you are. And it would make me feel so much better if you told me about them. And then I wouldn't feel like that there was anything there.
You know what? You know why I don't call you more than
this? Mm-hmm.
For this very reason right here.
Well, I wouldn't do it if you call me more.
For this very reason right here, because I can't talk to you, hon.
I wouldn't be.
It's in my damn head, man. I mean, I can't count a decent conversation, but you start throwing up all kinds of shit to me.
Listen, Elvis, if you call me...
Look, if I called you and every damn night, you start bitching about some girl.
That's a story, because I wouldn't think there was any girl there.
Well, you're just like a nag, that's all. You're just a nagger, that's all.
I'm sorry you feel that way about it, but
well, that's the way I feel about it, and you don't have to be that way either.
Well, that's the way I am.
I mean, not to the extent that you are. You don't have to be that bad.
I'm sorry you feel that way about it.
I know you're going to start throwing something up to me. And I ain't got time to hear you. You turn me into a thought drunkard. You know that?
You mean by just fussing at you?
Yeah, all the time. You would, because I can't stand it. I can't stand it, Anita. I swear I can't stand it.
Lord, if you'd call me and do right, I wouldn't.
I'd call you and do right my ass.
No, you don't.
I'd call you and do right my ass. If I called you every night and you start saying, who you see today?
That's a lie.
You got a girlfriend, I'm surprised you. You said that bullshit.
That is a lie.
No, it ain't a lie.
This is the first time or the second time I've even brought it up.
No, you bring it up every time I talk to you.
You've talked to me so many times. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't count my fingers and toes.
Well, it's all been about another week and a half or...
I know exactly how long it's been, Elvis.
You don't realize how long it'll be before I'll be home?
I know exactly
how much hell for, huh? I'll be home and I'll be with you when it happens.
Well, you'll be with me.
Yeah. And what do you start thinking?
You know,
I just called you. Why can't I talk to you on a decent conversation, huh?
If you had called me, it would have been fine.
Why don't you be sweet instead of bitching like an old nagging ass wife, huh? I can't stand that. I can't stand it, Nita. You drive me crazy, huh?
Right.
You get worse all the damn time. That's why I don't talk anymore over on the phone, what I do.
Okay, that's the reason. I wanted to know why, and now you've told me.
Well, that's the reason. Because you just nag and bitch
okay.
And complain about everything.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. So, I'll let you go now, and, I won't nag you anymore. I won't call you anymore to nag you.
Well, that's up to you. I mean, what do you want to do about it?
Well, I'm telling you, I'm not going to call you. If you want to talk to me, you can call me. I've called you every time so far.
Every time? You called me twice.
I've called you every time. The time that you've called me was only because you were returning my call.
What do you want to bitch about, me?
I'm not. It was just...
What do you want to bitch and complain? I have told you how I felt about you, Anita.
Yes, you've told me, but you haven't shown me. I'm
that I'm crazy about you, huh?
But you don't act...
I tell you that I love you very much.
But you don't act like it.
I tell you that I love you very much. Did you take my word for it? You have to go crazy and drive me nuts? You have to trap my damn head all the time? Every time I talk to you, throwing things up to me?
Well, that's not very often.
You have to do that, huh? I've told you that I'm in love with you. If I didn't love you, and I tell you, I wouldn't waste my time with you. I don't have to. Well, I look forward to being with you, and I think about you a lot. Just because I don't call you 3 or 4 times a damn week when you say, man, you can't, why don't you do this? What the hell? I told you how I felt about you, Nita. You ought to know how I feel.
Well...
I mean, for 3 long years, we've been battling it back and forth, the same thing.
Practically 4.
No, it hasn't been.
It soon will be.
But you know I love you, darling.
Well, I don't know.
Please
let me talk to you.
I love you, little bitty Nita.
Well, Elvis...
You'd be so mad you'd throw things up to me. I can't stand it.
Well, I love you, too, very much, and that's why I'm very concerned. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be.
I know that, honey. I know that. And I don't blame you, but please understand my side of it.
I try to. I really do.
Sure, time goes by real fast for me. It goes by much faster for me than it does for you. I realize that.
I guess it does, and I know...
It'll just be only a few more days. Nothing happens, and the Lord willing, that I'll be home and I'll be with you, Anita.
Yes, I hope we'll get to be together soon.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that we will. We spent quite a bit of time together the the last time.
I know, but my schedule's a little different.
I know. And then after that, I'll be home for a long time. You just be quiet.
Well, it's not that time.
I love you a little bit, Anita. I do love you.
Why don't you show me?
Well, I'll show you.
You'll only improve to me.
I'll prove to you and show you.
How do you think you'll do that?
I don't know. What I'll tell you.
Well, you'll have to think of some...
Why don't you be real sweet to me now?
Oh, Elvis, I'll try to be, and I would be if you'd just do your part.
I know, baby.
It's just so hard.
I thought it was my fault, but I just don't think, honey. It's not that I don't like you.
Well, I mean...
But I've lost some... It's not that I've lost a feeling for you or something.
Well, to me, you feel that way.
Well, I don't think, honey. That's all.
Ever since you talked to me the way that you did, I've had a feeling about it. And especially this time, it seems like that you're just acting so much like you don't know or that it's not the way it should be or something.
Well, I mean, my...
Or perhaps that... What?
My feelings still haven't changed towards you, Anita.
Well...
I mean, the things I said to you that night were just... It was a thing like... In case, you know.
Well... I reckon it was, but it...
Well, it was, because of anything else. I tell you what I'd have to tell you. It would be only fair.
Well, I just don't want anything to happen, because... I mean, I want everything to be as it should.
Well, it just has to be, darling, because we can't force it.
What do you mean?
We can't force it. I mean, you just don't force those things. They just happen.
I know they just happen.
You know how I feel about you. I love you very much, and I miss you very much. And if you were with me, I'd be perfectly happy, darling.
Well, I hope that's right.
That's right. I wish you could draw it about every day, just because you don't hear from me for a few days.
A few days?
I'm a busy-ass boy. I can't help it, darling.
I know you're busy.
Very, very busy.
I know you are.
I love you very much.
Oh, well, I hope you do.
I do.
And if you do, I'm glad that you do.
Well, I do. You know, I'm telling you the truth when I say that.
Yeah.
Cliff?
Talking to him about?
He's right here out of my room here, slamming the door.
Oh, do you have a lot of company?
No.
No?
I said Cliff was running in out of my room
here. No, I just asked if you had a lot of company.
There's no company here. Just Red and Cliff.
Oh. Well.
We're sitting in here playing a little slot machine.
Oh. Well,
I just don't drop me an idea in your head, honey. I'll be with you in a few days. Nothing
happens. Well,
and I love you very much. And quit bitching and nagging me so much.
Yes, I can't help it.
Oh, man, I could break your neck.
I can't help it.
What are you going to do when I'm nuts and in an asylum?
Well, then I can at least come and visit you there.
Oh, well, if I thought I'd break your neck, I wouldn't know who you were.
That's all right, too. Well, I don't do it to bother you or upset you or anything. I just do it because I want to know, and that's the only way I can find out from you. You won't tell me anything.
Well, I love you. That's all I can tell you.
Well, it's just funny that when I go down to Graceland or something, well, Dee's always telling me about how much Mr. Presley called her and how it was and everything, and it just seems so different between us that I think, well, maybe, you know, I just don't know. I don't.
It's so different between us.
Yeah.
It's not different between us.
Oh, it seems, well, then you're not. Well, it just, to me, it.
Well, maybe I'm not doing my part right now, but I mean, give me a chance, you know. Just give me a chance.
And when?
Don't rush. Just give me a chance. It'll all come out in the long run. Okay.
Yeah.
Take my word for it, I don't mind. happy. I love you, Gina.
Let's hope we're still both around to enjoy it, Gina.
I'll do that. I love you very much, Kurt.
Well, Elvis, I hope you do.
I do, dear. I do. Why
and if you do love me, I hope that you...
Why would I lie to you, baby?
Well, there's no reason why you should lie.
If I find you, if we find my little mind, if I find more around here, it'll be the old bag.
Well, I know that's the one. I don't want to be separated from you at all. And that's certainly not helping matters.
I love you, love you, love you. Need it, need it, need it.
And I enjoy it, so that makes it good. I don't like people up there, and they all
They're nice men. I thought they were.
Well, that's good, buddy. I'll talk to you later.